You're listening to Anthony Gargano and the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Line.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitches!
Brought to you by Swat Cutter. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bro, total violation, dude. You can't say kick the tires on someone who's been in the league for 2 years. Regardless of what they did or didn't do, you can't just use that phrase for everybody. Oh, I'm going to kick the tires on them. 2 years? You guys have done nothing to kick no tires yet. There are no tires.
What is that in reference to?
I think I said yesterday, kick the tires on Hackenberg, try to develop him for a year. He could be your third stringer next year. So I think he's referencing me.
All right, well, I get what you said. No, it's a good, I actually like the move to try to develop him.
So do I. Why not?
Because like you look what he's done, and
you're talking about third string quarterback.
You know, he's done nothing, right? So he's got to build, try to rebuild him from scratch. See what happens.
What's up, Eagle fans? I truly believe that the Philadelphia Eagles are getting ready for Carson Wentz to be the starter against Atlanta on September the 6th. Carson Wentz has looked everything and more in practice. But it's just practice. But I believe that this guy is about to blow up. He is about to take over the league. I think he believes in unfinished business.
I believe you're correct, my good friend.
Yo, boys. Work all day, 6 a.m. to 9:30 at night. Put on the morning show podcast. You guys got me fired up on the way home.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O! I
love it!
Yeah, I gotta tell you, we said it yesterday, they're gonna be really good.
Really, really good.
I had to stop doing the schedule yesterday because I had them undefeated through 8 games. Like, it was borderline ridiculous. I was like, I gotta stop.
You were gonna go 16-0.
No, I was gonna go 16-0, but I was close to like 14-2. It's not good.
No, that's not good.
Like, I gotta stop. So I stopped.
14-2 would be absurd.
I stopped at 6-0.
13-3 is a reality. Gonna happen.
Can they go 13-3, bro?
They could.
They're really good, aren't they?
I think 12-4 is a fairly realistic.
Although Alshon worries me. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to T-Mac, and he's going to give us some update on Alshon. I trust T-Mac implicitly.
I got to say, you're dead on about baseball. Bob talked about hitting the other side to beat a shift. Can you think of anybody that did that better than Pedro Polanco? Oh, man, that guy would choke the hell up out of the bat. And just dip it on the other side, hit behind the runner. Nothing was better than first to third, Jimmy Chase and Victorino.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to talk to Ryan Howard coming up at 9. I'm very excited to talk to Ryan. I love Ryan Howard. So we're going to talk to him coming up. And when I think about him and that lineup, it was crooked numbers to start the game. How many times? I heard you guys talking about, who was it, Acuña?
Acuña,
from the Braves.
Yep.
And between him and Albies, they're just like crushing the ball. He had 2 leadoff the game home runs yesterday. Like, Jimmy would do that.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had Victorino, Utley, Howard, Worth. Like, how many times did they stick a 5 spot up in the first inning?
Oh, those were the days. You'd put the game on the third inning, and they'd already have 4, 5, 6 runs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this team can't score.
No.
Let me say, this new helmet rule sucks for defensive players. Here's the thing, though. If we're not spending a good amount of time during our practices retraining our brain to attack a receiver or ball carrier in a different sense. And I know it's going to take a while, and I know it's not going to come right. Can't sit around complaining about the rule. The rule is the rule.
Yeah, I hear you. I think they'll figure it out, though. Like, I think this is like preseason type stuff. And come regular season, they know they can't, at least after the first couple games, they can't have flag fest.
Yeah, I think it's going to go the other. I think it's going to be limited.
Yeah,
I do. I really do. I think it's going to be limited to begin the season.
So, like, when like did like word like become an adverb, a pronoun, a verb, a noun, a conjunction, an adjective, past, present, and dangling participle. Like, stop saying it so much. You sound like 15-year-old girls. Go Birds.
Wow, do we say that a lot?
I don't know.
That was my New Year's resolution one year, was to stop saying it.
Really?
Like, so, and you know?
Yeah, I had Addie, my wife, like, pretty much, like, pinch me anytime I said it when telling a story.
Uh-huh.
And I think I dropped it pretty much from my vocabulary. If it sneaks out every once in a while, I think it's just kind of human nature.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I totally, like, slip it in, but I try not to.
Keep going.
Definitely want to weigh in on this. Why do people think that it's all right to do an Eagles chant at a Phillies game? I don't care. I'm a longtime Eagles fan. I love the Eagles. But if I'm watching a Phillies game, I'm not doing an Eagles chant. It's the freaking Phillies.
See, I'm on the other side of it. I think Eagles chant transcends Eagles and is a message for all. It's a war chant.
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
To me, it transcends the football team.
It's a war chant.
Yes. When we take the bus up to fight Boston, I want the Eagle chant to be very pronounced.
We need the pep band with the drums.
Yes.
Leading us into battle.
What? Exactly. Just like the...
Well, that's the actual proper use of like.
I know, I was breaking balls. Right.
You're totally cool on that one.
Revolutionary War. Go ahead.
Hey, Daddy. It's your son, Mr. A.O. Wong. What's going on out here in this town, man? Is this just the land of backups, the camp for backups? Is this for hometown heroes? Did everybody forget who I am? What is this? For Joe Calloway, the land's a short man that can't see over the line?